is VOA News, via remote. The United Nations says it is unable to meet the needs of millions of civilians caught in conflict in Ukraine today. Undersecretary General Martin Griffiths told a UN Security Council meeting Monday that places like Mariupol, Kharkiv, and Metropol are in desperate need of aid. Speaking at the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the world is watching in horror.
We've seen the images of elderly fleeing. A woman killed in her wheelchair, children dying in their mother's arms, and a woman being rushed bleeding to a hospital. These are the images that we're seeing daily.
The World Food Program is setting up supply chain operations to deliver immediate food and cash assistance to 3 to 5 million people inside Ukraine. The United Nations Children's Fund says vulnerable children make up a large proportion of the more than 1 million Ukrainians who have fled Russia's invasion of their country. 500,000 children, some of whom are unaccompanied, have crossed into Poland and other neighboring countries, according to UNICEF. The mass exodus of Ukrainians is producing what many fear will be Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said in a statement, "I have worked in refugee emergencies for almost 40 years, and rarely have I seen an exodus as rapid as this one." We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest or look for the VOA News app. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says Vladimir Putin has now sent nearly all of his invasion force into Ukraine, but its advance remains slow in some areas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
While Russian troops are making significant advances in southern Ukraine, it's different in the north.
They really haven't made any noteworthy progress in the last few days.
And Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that seems to be frustrating the Russians, who are now relying more on bombs, missiles, and artillery strikes on population centers.
When you're relying more on long-range fires, you're gonna cause more damage, and you're gonna kill more people and injure more people.
At the White House.
This is heart-wrenching to watch. And it is.
At the same time, spokeswoman Jen Psaki says there are limits on what the U.S. can and will do to help.
We are not going to send U.S. troops to fight in Ukraine against Russia.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wall Street fell sharply and the oil price surged as a ban on oil imports from Russia looked increasingly likely, with talks between Kiev and Moscow making little progress toward easing the conflict. Oil prices hit 14-year highs, and Wall Street fell after Washington said it was talking to European allies about banning imports of Russian oil. But the Biden administration is willing to move ahead with a ban on Russian oil imports into the U.S. without European participation, that according to two people familiar with the matter speaking with Reuters. Boeing Co. said on Monday it had suspended buying titanium from Russia, while its European rival Airbus continues to use supplies from the nation that hosts the world's largest supplier of the commodity. The U.S. plane maker said it had substantial inventory of the metal, prized in aerospace for its strength relative to its weight and its compatibility with the latest generations of carbon fiber long-distance passenger jets. A delegation of senior U.S. officials visited Venezuela Saturday for talks with members of President Nicolas Maduro's government. The talks were to explore the possibility of easing U.S. sanctions against the major oil producer, according to sources who participated. The sources say the talks had been in the works since behind the scenes for months, as the Biden administration weighs easing sanctions as a bargaining chip for the release of U.S. citizens being held in Venezuela. But they say the talks took on new urgency with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.